Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum. All right, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali wa sahbihi wa sallam. Just make room, inshallah, for the sisters coming in. Jazakallah khair. Bismillah walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this gathering a gathering by which we increase our understanding of the deen, a gathering by which, inshallah ta'ala, we work to purify our inner selves and work to purify who we are as Muslims deep inside, inshallah ta'ala. We ask that whatever knowledge we learn, that we're able to implement that in our lives, even if it's a very little bit. The main point about learning together and studying together is that we try to implement. If it's even just one phrase that you learned that hit you and it was something that you're able to implement, then the night was worth it, right? But if we go through like 50, 60 lines of this poem and none of it is able to be acted upon, then we haven't really spent our time as wise as we could, inshallah ta'ala. All right, and so we'll begin, inshallah ta'ala. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. So we're beginning from line number 129 of Masalik al-Jinan. Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba, rahimahullah ta'ala, he is now going to speak to us first about some of the good deeds that we can do, some of the best type of adhkar that we can do. So that's the first topic he's going to speak about. And then after that, he's going to talk about a major problem that many of us have is not valuing our time. And then if we can get beyond that, inshallah, there's another section. But let's see how far we get, inshallah ta'ala. All right, everyone's ready, inshallah? Oh, and one last thing. Last class, we were supposed to read the whole thing together with all of the poetry, and we forgot to do that. So, Yezin, you got that job. You're going to remind me, right?
Yeah, I thought you said read. No, y'all remind me.
Oh, you thought, y'all. I was going to say read? Nah, y'all. It's not good. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Ahmadu Bamba, he says, وَأَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ مع تدبر والانتباه وآية واحدة تدبرت فيه تفوق ختمة منه خلت. I'm going to say that again, inshallah. وأفضل الذكر كتاب الله مع التدبر والانتباه وآية واحدة تدبرت فيه تفوق ختمة منه خلت. So he says here, and the best form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can do. Before we talk about this, remember the objective of the believer sent into this world is to stay connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way we stay connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembrance of Allah. The dhikr of Allah, as we call it. That's how we stay connected. And so he's reminding us here, what is the best form of dhikr? What is the best form of that reminder that we can have about our true purpose and about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One more thing. When I first converted way back in the day, right? One of the things that used to really, really confuse me or was interesting to me is the dhikr of Allah, we call it remembrance of Allah. And remembrance is something that I've already experienced before. Like, I don't remember something that didn't happen yet. I remember something from the past. And the reason why we call it dhikr is because you're connecting to what's already imprinted on your DNA that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists and that you need to glorify Allah. So you're remembering that reality about who you are. You're remembering that reality about your inner self. And so the reminder or the dhikr is to remind you about that moment where Allah says in the Quran, all of the souls were brought forward and they were said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. Let me explain this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that before all of us were brought to this world, this is in the Quran, that Allah brought forth every soul that was going to exist from Adam to the last man. And this is called the covenant of Alastu. And so Allah brought forward all of those souls, everyone, born now, born not, it hasn't been born yet, or has been born. And he asked all of them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Lord? And all of the souls replied in unison, بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. They said, yes, indeed we bear witness. As if, now Allah tells us this, to tell us, your soul already knows Allah. It's just the dunya and the world and all the things you get involved in that make you forget Allah. But it's already imprinted in there. It's already there that you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we're just doing dhikr. Dhikr, reminding us about our reality and who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Fahimtum? So he says, وَأَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. He says the best form of dhikr is the Qur'an, is the kitab of Allah, is the book of Allah. But he says, listen closely. مَعَ تَدَبُّرِ وَالْإِنْتِبَاءِ. He says, however, it should be read with contemplation and intibah, like being awoke, being aware. You know, like some of us, alhamdulillah, we can read and stuff, right? But it just be like, we could be like doing anything and just be reading, right? There's no real focus there. There's no intibah and there's no tadabbur. Tadabbur means like you're thinking over it. You're contemplating over what's being said. So what he says here is, وَآيَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ تُدُبِّرَتْ فِيهِ تَفُوقُ خَتْمَةً مِنْهُ خَلَّتْ. He says, in one verse that you sat and just contemplated over and over and over again on is better than doing the whole khatm of the Qur'an. Better than the whole khatm of Qur'an. Look, the Prophet ﷺ one night, he stood in prayer, and the entire night in prayer, he just read one verse. And me and you would be like, wow, one verse. All right, go to the next one, bro. Like, that's all you know? You don't know anymore? No, but the Prophet ﷺ, every time he would read it, his mind was going deeper into it. And his mind was going deeper into it. And his mind was every time he was reading it. And so what we're learning here, what he's telling us is, when it comes to the kitab of Allah, okay, yeah, there's too many brothers standing. Come on in, come on in. Please just make some room, inshallah. Bismillah. Tayyib? Okay, alhamdulillah. It's gonna get hot, yo. I'm already ready, like, whatever. Okay, so bismillah. Again, so afdal al-dhikri kitab Allah. And what this is telling us is that each and every one of us has to have a relationship with the Quran. Each and every one of us has to have our own relationship with the Quran. Again, not quantity. Quality relationship. It could be, there was one Sahabi, brothers and sisters. Every prayer he would read, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. And after a while, the Sahaba, like me and you, were like, yo, either you're going to read something or we're going to get another imam. So they complained to the Prophet ﷺ. And he called them and he's like, why do you keep reading? He's like, because I love it so much. He's like, all right, yo, keep reading. Keep reading, you're good. And what was it? It was Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. But it was his connection and love for that. It was his connection and love for that that the Prophet ﷺ recognized and told him to keep reading because of that. He says, "Ay bi salatin aw bi mushafin sama wal jahru haythu min riya'in salima." He says, you can read it in prayer or you can read it from the mushaf. It's the same. But then he says, وَالْجَهْرُ حَيْثُ مِنْ رِيَاءٍ سَلِيمًا. But only read it out loud when you're in a scenario, when you're sure it won't lead to riya. What is riya? Showing off in your action. Now let's talk about this one more time. Because again, we spoke about riya like a few weeks ago. And riya is when you do the external action for the people to see. And not purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for people instead. And so what he's saying here is if you're in a place or in a situation when your heart is like protected from riya, then read as loud as you want. But if you have any fear that there might be a bit of showing off in this action, it's better to do it by yourself, yo. It's better to do it by yourself. Fahimtum? Now, there's a few like aspects of this. Like, okay, so we talked about this in our last sessions, but I want to bring this up again because there's people who weren't here. What you have to understand is like my daughter Madia, right? She's like 6 years old, right? And whenever she does something amazing, what's the first thing that all children do when they do something amazing? They run and they show you it, right? And if I was just going to be like, yo, you're supposed to have ikhlas, yo. Like, yo, what's up with that? It ain't accepted. It ain't accepted. Then you'd be like, yo, what's wrong with you, man? Like, why does she have to show me that? And why do I have to recognize? Because it builds her self-esteem. It builds her ability to go forward. It pushes her forward. And that's an amazing thing, right? But here's the deal. What if when she's like 25, everything she does, she has to say, you know, Baba, look what I did. Then you'd be like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Now you're supposed to grow up a bit. So same thing spiritually, I want all of us to understand. You may be at a level at your faith. You may be at a level at your faith where you got to call up your girl, be like, yo, I just prayed Fajr. And she's like, word, congratulations, girl. Yo, bro, that's what's up. That's what's up. And that's beautiful. That's not riyah, because you need it at that point. You get what I'm saying? So this whole thing about hiding actions and doing actions openly, you have to understand it in context of your own spiritual growth. Your own spiritual growth. Wherever you are, you're going to have to analyze that. You may need somebody who I'm like, yo, Abdurrahman, yo, whenever, you know, I make it to the masjid, I'm going to call you and let you know. That way, if you don't get a call in like 3 weeks, you'll be like, yo, or 2 days, you'll be like, yo, I haven't gotten a call. Everyone understand? So yes, you may need to show off a bit in order to get yourself going spiritually, but that's not the goal. The goal is to the point where I do this action only for the sake of Allah and nobody's watching. Fahimtum? Saika Maria. Oh, I'm talking about my Maria. That's my daughter, y'all, just so y'all know. He just giving salam to people, like, I know you the sheikh and stuff, but like, that was my daughter, okay? Let's go forward, bismillah. next ayah, verses of the poem. He says, وَالنَّفْلُ فِي الْبَيْتِ لَهُ فَضْلٌ شَهِيرٌ أَيْذًا وَبِاللَّيْلِ وَجَوْفِهِ الْأَخِيرُ. He says, and nafl, any extra deeds you're doing, fil bayti lahu fadlun shahir. It's well known that it has more virtue at home. At home. Why? Again, because less people see it. Right? Less people see it. And if less people see it and you're doing it, see, this is the beauty about Islam. This is really interesting. Check this. So Islam, we focus on ikhlas, but yet we have prayers in jama'ah. The balance of both worlds. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, why didn't Allah just say, everyone pray all salah at home so you could build pure ikhlas? If we're supposed to build ikhlas, why'd you give us jama'ah where we gotta come together and be like, yo, I see you at Fajr. Sayyidina, what's going on? We see each other like, yeah, the head nod like, yeah. Yeah. You know? Why? Because there's a balance. There's a balance that, yes, you need to be in the world. We need to be social. But your heart is the thing that needs to be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? You're openly doing the actions with people, but your heart nonetheless is connected only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he says here is, وَالنَّفْلُ فِي الْبَيْتِ لَهُ فَضْلٌ شَهِيرٌ. The deen is real clear that the place you should be praying your sunnahs and nafl and those things are at home. But let me give a caveat to this. What happens normally if we dip out from the masjid and go home? You ain't even gonna pray it. You're gonna pray it. You're trying to act on this, you get home. You don't even pray. So my teachers used to say, like, all right, yes, it's better at home, but if you know yourself, bust it out in the masjid. Pray it in the masjid. Everyone got it? Then he says, now, this is where we start to elevate in spirituality. Like, if you want to quickly elevate your spiritual status in the deen, like, you've been on the rocks, you barely doing your stuff, you want a quick elevation. You want to quickly elevate. What do? Look what he says next. وَأَيْذٍ وَبِاللَّيْلِ وَجَوْفِهِ الْأَخِيرِ. The quickest way to elevate your status and get close to Allah is in this last portion of the night, standing up for tahajjud. The last portion of the night. So let's see. Right now, Fajr time comes in. Not what time it rises. I know everybody know what time the sun rises. Everybody knows that. What time does it come in right now? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What time? So let's say 30 minutes before that. 30 minutes. So 5:45. 5:30 to get up. Man, there's people walking their dogs at 5:30, yo. Real talk. I'm not even joking. Okay. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if man ta'ara fil lay thumma dhakara Allah, the hadith says, you know sometimes you're sleeping and you just wake up for a moment in the night, just a moment. That's called ta'ara. Like you just eyes open out of nowhere for a minute and you're about to go right back to sleep, right? The Prophet ﷺ said that if anyone, when they ta'ara in the night, they just wake up for that brief moment and they remember Allah, they just like, Allah subhanAllah, alhamdulillah. The Rasul ﷺ said the person, all their sins are forgiven. This is Sahih Muslim. All, brothers and sisters, all. For what? But look, you know what? That's not easy though. Because that means you got a deep-hearted, a deep spiritual connection with Allah. When you can remember Allah just turning over in the nighttime and you're like, Ya Allah. But maybe because you heard this hadith now, you're going to wake up like, oh, yes. Yes. I'm on it. And do it. Do it. That's beautiful. That's Allah sees that. The angels see that. It's amazing. So that's just some advice for our nighttime. The nighttime is a blessed time. The Prophet ﷺ taught us, and I know this is hard in our time, but to sleep early, and wake up early. That's the sunnah of the Sahaba, right? I know how some of these cultures in here go. They're sleeping at like 2, 3 a.m. Nah, Prophet ﷺ after Isha would go straight to sleep, right? He'd go straight to sleep, and then it would be up very early. Walking, you know, like people walking their dog at 5:30. They went to sleep early. You know what I mean? Okay, next chapter. Any questions on what we just read? Any questions on what we just read? Okay, Bismillah. Faslun. وَأَرْغَبُ الْأَشْيَاءِ لِلْأَمْوَاتِ رَدٌ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا مَعَ الْحَيَاةِ وَلَوْ سُوَيْئَةً فَقَدْ لِيَعْمَلُوا صَالِحَةً تَنْفَعُهُمْ إِنْ قَفَلُوا. He's switching the tone on us a bit. And he's really, it seems, trying to encourage us on this path to Allah. He says, the most arghabul ashya, the most desirous thing to the people who have already left the world is to return back here with life. Walo suwaya, even if they could come back for a second so that they could do some righteous action that would benefit them when they go back. He says here again, when those who have passed away, the thing they want most is what you have right now. That's what he's saying. The thing they want most is what you got right now. He says, even if it's a second, and there's a verse number 100 of Surah Mu'minun. Verse number 100 of Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the people who have passed away and haven't lived those righteous lives and used their moments of life. He says, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ. When death comes to them, they say, Ya Rabbi ارْجِعُونِ. Now, because look, when the Malakul Maut comes, the reality of Akhirah is clear now. The reality of Akhirah is clear. It's all clear as day. And now they're like, Rabbi ارْجِعُونِ. Send me back. Now the verse says, لِعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ. Just send me back. I'll just so I can do one more deed. One more. Salihah. Just one. I'm not going to do a lot. Just going to go back. I'm going to say one subhanAllah, yo. That's it. I'm back. Allah says, Kalla. But listen to this. Allah says, by no means. Meaning, that's it. You passed. It's done. You can't go back. But look what he says next. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. He says, what you're saying right now is just a word. The Mufassirin explain, if you went back, لَعَادُ لِمَا نُهُ عَنْ. If you went back, you'll do the same thing again. You're just talking. He's just talking. If you went back and life was given to you again, you'd do the same thing again. You do the same thing again. What he's trying to highlight to us here is he wants you, and look what the next few lines is all about, realize the value of your life. Realize the value of your time that you have. So he says, وَأَرْغَبُ الْأَشْيَاءِ لِلْأَمْوَاتِ. The most desirous thing, the thing that the amwat, those who have passed, want the most, رَدٌ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا. They just want to come back to here. They want to come back. مَعَ الْحَيَاتِ. with life. وَلَوْ سُوَيْعَةً فَقَطْ Even if it's for a half a second, they just want to come back. لِيَعْمَلُوا To do صَالِحَةً One good deed. يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِنْ قَفَلُوا That will give them benefit when they go back to Allah. So then he says to us, فَاغْتَنِمْ بَاقِيَ عُمَرٍ قَدَ مَضَى بِغَيْرِ طَاعَةٍ وَلِلْخَيْرِ انْتِضَى قَبَلَ فَوَاتِهِ وَلَا تَغْفُلْ أَبَدْ عَنِ الْمُرَاعَاتِ الْبَاطِنِ الْجَسَدِ He says next, فَاغْتَنِمْ فَاغْتَنِمْ means to, you know, the word غَنِيمَة, you ever see those, I'm going to use this example, you ever see those game shows where they like just give you 60 seconds to run through the store and take anything? Y'all ever seen anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, or any time period where you just could get as much as you want in a certain time period? Whatever, you can think of whatever show, I don't know, whatever. Like if I start saying shows, I'm like, dang, he old. nothing, don't worry. So the point is, غنيمة, فاغتنم, means you have a short time, but you're trying to get as much of it as you can. That's فاغتنم, to deem something valuable and seek out all of it. Now, regarding this word, it's interesting because the Prophet ﷺ, he said in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, in this hadith is in Mustadrik Hakim, Sahahahu Imam Hakim, he says, قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لرجل The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was talking to one man, وهو يعيذه, and he was just giving him some advice. So he said to him, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسا. He said to him, I want you to value, like غنيمة again, same word, like value it as if it's going to be taken away from you. You only got a little bit. اغتنم, value five things before five things. This is a beautiful hadith. Value five things before five things. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, شبابك قبل حرمك. Value your youthfulness before you get old, man. Before you get old, value that. Realize how precious it is to be young and to worship Allah at that state. Use that time. Don't waste it. Then he says, وصحتك قبل سقمك. And value your health before you get sick. Value your health before you get sick. You know, one of the scholars, they used to say that there's two things that free time and health are crowns on the heads of the free and the healthy, but only sick people and busy people see them. Crowns on your head. You're healthy? The sick person sees you got a crown on your head right now, but you don't see it. You don't realize what that means, what that moment means. So number one, your young age before you get old. Then he said, "Sihatak qabla saqamik." Value health before you get sick. Use that time while you're healthy. "Waghinaka qabla faqrik." When you got wealth, value that wealth. Use that. Use that because you ain't going to have it forever. Next one, this is the hard one, man, for us millennials, bro. I still make the cut, alhamdulillah. barely, like right on the line. Okay, so, وَفَرَاغَكْ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكْ Value your free time before you get busy. Yo, we live in an age where everything was made faster to free our time, but then we use our time doing nothing. Like, what's the use of a faster phone if I'm just going to be scrolling more? Like, what are you doing things faster to give me more time for? For a believer, we're like, yeah, I need that, yo. I need that. Okay, cool. You're going to give me stuff faster. That means I can spend more time on what my purpose is here. Cool. Tesla driving me? I'm reading Quran. For real. You know, cruise control, automatic. Buy that. Make intention. I'm reading, doing dhikr while that's going. You know, cool. I ain't gonna be stuck at traffic looking at it. I'm gonna use those blessings to free up my time. You know what I'm saying? But what do? We use and then we just scroll it. Like, oh, I like that picture. Oh, nice. Subhanallah. Yeah.
Yes.
You think
it came from someone to Hajj? Like where he says
It's different.
No?
No, it's different.
Because
we'll talk about it. I got you. I think it's different though. So he says, what? Faraga qabla shughlik. Value that free time. As you're getting more luxuries in this idea of things doing faster for us, then now you're supposed to be using that free time for something productive. Faraga qabla shughlik. And then the last thing, number five, the Prophet ﷺ said, hayataka qabla mautik. Value your life before you pass away. Value your life, realize the blessing of life. Igtanim. Hold on to these things and realize what they are. So he says what? Let's read Sheikh Ahmed Dubamba's words. He says, فَغْتَنِمْ بَاقِيَ عُمَرٍ. Like, value and you understand that it's a limited resource the rest of your life. Realize that. قَدَ مَضَى بِغَيْرِ طَاعَةٍ. Whatever has already passed that you wasted, just have some regret, but keep moving. This is another thing Shaitan likes to do. You'd be like, oh, I want to be pious, now I want to be better. But you know, I already messed up so much. And you start to focus on that. No, let it go. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is gone. Today hasn't come. Right now is all we have. Yesterday is gone. Shaitan will constantly try to get you to focus on yesterday. Uh-uh. You do tawbah, don't get me wrong. You say, Allah, astaghfirullah, forgive me, ya Allah. But then you keep moving forward. So he says, فَغْتَنِمْ بَاقِيَ عُمَرٍ قَدَ مَضَى بِغَيْرِ طَاعَةٍ وَلِلْخَيْرِ إِنْتَضَى إِنْحَضَى. Look what he says. He says, and for goodness, stand up. So this is very interesting. Like, you know how sometimes you want to do a good deed and then you just think for a little bit and then you don't do it? Like, you're like, yeah, I should do that. Then you start plotting on it. You're like, okay, cool, I'll do it tomorrow. And then you don't do it. What he's saying is, in hava, the moment khair comes to you, get up right away. And the moment evil comes to you, chill for a moment. Like, all right, hold on. That's the method right there. The moment good, yo, let me go help mom real quick. Let me call mom. Let me call pops real quick. That's good right there. Don't even hesitate. Yeah, what's going on? Hey, how you doing? Whatever. Call somebody else. Like, hold on, let me just hold on for a little bit. You good, bro? I'm talking to other brothers. So that's a very important aspect. With khair, you jump up right away. With khair, you jump up right away. You don't second guess khair. Any khair. Khair could be anywhere. You jump up right away. In hava. Don't think too much. The moment you think, especially when giving sadaqah, like somebody needs something and like you like, oh, I got an extra 200. I should give it. And then you start thinking, done. Don't think. If it's extra and it comes up, give it right there on the spot. But once you start thinking, Shaitan got you. So he says, get up to khair. Don't think on it, get up right away. قَبَلَ فَوَاتِهِ وَلَا تَغْفُ الْأَبَدِ. Before you miss it. He's saying value the rest of your life before it's gone. Realize that, it's short. قَبَلَ فَوَاتِهِ وَلَا تَغْفُلْ أَبَدًا. And stop being in ghafla. What is ghafla? Heedless. But we need to translate that because for us, we need to understand ghafla is the opposite of being woke. Right? Remember we said that before? But for the believer, we have a different level of wokeness. Remember that? Our wokeness is a different type of wokeness. Our wokeness is we're woke to the reality of what life is. You know what I'm saying? We're woke to the reality of what life truly is. So therefore, don't be in ghafla about what life is truly about. Then he says, "Anil mura'ati li batin al jasad." He says, never ever sleep, never ever be heedless from watching the inner of your heart. So remember, his focus is teaching us, brothers and sisters, his focus is teaching us that out of all the things you do, you have to make sure your heart is in line. Those inner aspects of your deen, those are the most important things. So he's like, you're constantly watching that. وَكُنْ أُخَيَّ ضَابِتَ الْحَوَاسِ فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ حَافِذَ الْأَنْفَاسِ. He says, oh my brother or sister, be of those people who control their senses. What does he mean? Control your eyes, control your tongue. Be someone that has control of your hawas. وَفِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ حَافِذَ الْأَنْفَاسِ. Now this is where you get to that higher level. And he says, فِي كُلِّ وَقْتٍ Hafidul anfas. What is a nafas? Your breath. Your breath. He says, and be of those people who guard their breaths. He's saying, like, look what he says next. I'll just let him explain. لِأَنَّ كُلَّ نَفَسٍ مِّن رَجُلٍ جَوْهَرَةٌ نَفِيسَةٌ لَنْ تَجَلْ. He says, because every breath you have is a priceless jewel, gem, treasure. لَنْ تَجَلْ. That you just don't realize it yet. Look. The moments you have, they have the infinite potential. Every breath has infinite potential, but you only have a limited number of them. So this breath I just took right now, it will never come back, and it had infinite potential for two ways. It had infinite potential to place me into the pleasure of Allah, and it had infinite potential to place me far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's like this one moment right here, realize the potential in this moment. And not only that, I think this has to do also with the relationships we have, because when we realize the value of each breath and the potential, we realize how valuable that is to the people that love us as well. So to give them one or two breaths of yours with focus is the most priceless thing you can give a person. The most priceless thing you can give a person is to listen to them and be present with them constantly. Focus on them. All right? Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So what does he say again? وَكُنْ أُخَيَّ بَابِتَ الْحَوَاسِ. He uses the word أُخَيَّ, which means my little bro. So he says, وَكُنْ my little brother or sister. Be what? بَابِتَ الْحَوَاسِ. Be someone who's controlling the senses. Like, what this means is, like, listen, control is an attribute of a believer in that we allow certain things to come in and we allow certain things to come out. We don't just let everything come into our minds, and we definitely don't let everything just come out. The role of the mu'min is actually to always have that control. And so what he's trying to teach us is be of those people. Sheikh Ahmad Dubamba, rahimahullah, subhanallah. Be of the people who's constantly guarding the senses. Don't let them be without being, you know, protected or controlled. And then what's next? Be of those people who are controlling the breaths that they have. Realizing that each breath you take in, that's one gone. That's one gone, subhanallah. That's one gone and it's never coming back. Abdurrahman. Allahu Akbar. La'alli, yes.
This is more of a personal question. I have friends who died, you know what I'm saying?
Allahu Akbar. Yeah, I know.
Does that mean that...
Wallahu alam. We don't say about an individual person, right? We don't say about an individual person because we don't know how that person's relationship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? We don't know. Inshallah, we... Yeah, but Allah's mercy is still there, right? I know they died in bad states, right? I know, right? But Allah's mercy is still there. And we don't know how their heart was connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel me? So always have hope in them. Always have hope. Always have hope. Look what he says next about the breath that we breathe. He says, وَيُمْكِنُ أَنْ يَشْتَرَى كَنْزًا بِهَا لَا تَتَنَاهَا خَيْرُهُ فَانْتَبِهَا. He says, it is possible to purchase a treasures of the world with that one breath you have. He's trying to get you to realize how valuable your life is in each moment of it is. La yatanaha, the value doesn't end. Khayruhu fantabiha, the good you can do with that moment is limitless. Wake up, that's what he says. Just wake up. Just wake up. Just wake up to life. Wake up to the reality of what this world is and realize that each breath you breathe in is never coming back and you can use it however you want. Look what he says next. This is how people use it. إِخْلَاءُ أَبْدٍ نَفَسًا مِنْ طَاعَةٍ يُوجِبُ حَسْرَةً لَهُ فِي سَاعَةٍ. He says, for you to leave that breath void of any obedience to Allah will cause you deep remorse when you meet Allah. Look what he says. He says the word ikhla'u, nafasin min ta'a. to leave this breath void of any remembrance of Allah will cause you great. He uses the word hasra. I want to talk about this for a moment. The word he uses is hasra. Hasra in Arabic means regret. And one of the names of Yawm al-Qiyamah is Yawm al-Hasrati. And the reason that the scholars say it's called Yawm al-Hasrati is because on the day of resurrection, no matter who you are, mu'min, kafir, highest level, everyone will have some hasra. Why? Because they'll see all of those moments that they just left passing by, man. They'll just see those precious moments that they left, and they'll say, if I just use that one more moment, I'd be good right now. The one hadith, which is my favorite, I've shared with you many times, a person is in Jannah already. He's already made it. And he sees something that looks like a star in the heavens, and he's like, what's that? And the angels go, well, that's someone that's higher than you in Jannah. That's not a star. That's someone on a higher level than you. He's like, well, what did he do to get that high? The angel said, well, he just did one more subhanAllah than you. That's all. That dude, yeah, that's just one. That's just one subhanAllah right there. You ain't even seeing the other cats. You can't even see them. Can't see me, right? Subhanallah. So he says, don't let breath just go. What he's explaining is fill that moment with something righteous. Look what he says. Amma idha akhlaytahu akhlaytaha fil ma'siyah fadaka khusranun mubinun fadriya. He says, now if you take that breath and instead of wasting it, instead of using it, you do nothing in it. You're just scrolling, right? That's nothing for us, right? Sometimes, most of the time, right? Yeah. So you have three options. You can do nothing with it. You can use it for khair. Then you could do something else with it. He says you fill it with ma'siyah. You fill it with disobedience. He's like, now you're taking the thing that was most valuable and making it a proof against you. It's a harm against you now. You just took the opportunity of a lifetime and turn that opportunity of a lifetime against yourself. That one breath right there. Allah will say, that breath I just gave you, what did you do with it? Oh, I used it to disobey you, Ya Allah. SubhanAllah. Why didn't you just waste it instead of disobey me in it? Why didn't you just go to sleep instead of disobey me in that moment? That would have been better. I felt better if you didn't waste it than you disobey me in that moment. So he says, Amma idha khalaytaha fil ma'siyah. فَذَاكَ خُسْرَانٌ مُبِينٌ فَدْرِيَا. He's like, but if you take this moment and you fill it with sin, this one breath, you fill it with sin, فَذَلِكَ خُسْرَانٌ مُبِينٌ. He's like, that's clear loss, man. That's clear loss. فَدْرِيَا. Understand. Think. You got limited breaths, man. You got limited breaths. وَأْمِرْ أَوْقَاتَ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. Now he's done with the breaths. He's like, I think you got it now. Everyone's like, whew. That breathing feels a little different, don't it? SubhanAllah. That one breath, and SubhanAllah, if you can realize the value of one breath. Those who have lost a loved one, would you not want one more breath with that loved one? Those who have lost a loved one, and there's people in here who have lost really close loved ones, I know that. Can you imagine one more breath with them? What would you pay? What would you pay for one more breath, man? Allahu Akbar. That's the value of one breath. What would you pay for it? Priceless. Priceless. And that's what he's trying to tell us, Sheikh Ahmed Lubamba. Value the breath that you have. Use it for Allah. Don't use it as a smack in the face to Allah. Like, you gave me this gift of breath, and you know what? How I'm going to use it? I'm going to use it against you, Ya Allah. No, don't do that. Don't do that. If anything, by all means, just waste it. Just waste it. Just don't do anything in it. But don't use it against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's just against ourselves, actually. Allahu Akbar, Kabira. وَأْمِرِ الْأَوْقَاتَ بِالنَّوَافِلِ بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِذِ بِلَا تَغَافُلِ وَهَاكَذَا بِالصَّوْمِ وَالْأَوْرَادِ وَالذِّكْرِ وَالْفِكْرَةِ فِي التَّمَادِ وبالتصدق وجذب المال إلى ذوي الحاج لوجه الوالي. So now he's like, yo, I told you not to waste your breath, so I'm going to tell you what to do now. I'm going to give you some advice. How are you going to spend your time? He says, so fill your time with extra prayers if you want. بعد الفرائض. After you've done your فرائض. بلا تغافل. And you were on top of those. هكذا بالصوم. Similarly, put some time into fasting. والأوراد. Ah, and spend time with your ورد. Now, ورد is a very special word that we got to study. And later he's going to speak about ورد in more detail. But I'm just going to introduce you to the concept of ورد. ورد is when you take an animal to a place of watering so that they can get their daily water. وردها مدين, right? The story, right? When they took the sheep to get the water. So your ورد is your daily watering of getting water. But when we talk about, in this context, ورد, your heart needs that daily dose. Your heart needs that daily watering, just the way those sheep needed that daily watering. And so they call your daily litany, your daily regimen of spirituality, your ورد. And the most of us, unfortunately, we have no ورد. We have no regular amount of water that we drink. We just drink whenever I get a chance, yo. Walking past the fountain, okay, let me get a drink. But you get the connection between drink and the spiritual drink, right? Like the ورد is like, okay, let me give an example. He's going to teach us more, but let me give an example. So on my way to Qalam every morning, I read ورد al-Latif, right? Which is like 20 du'as from the Prophet ﷺ. Every morning, don't matter. Like traveling here, there, wherever. Every morning, I need that. My heart needs it. You know what I'm saying? Another set of dhikr. Those are my ورد. Something short. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 2 minutes. But it's your daily, like, I need this. My heart cannot survive spiritually without this dose every day. That's ورد. So that's what he's talking about. We'll talk more, inshallah, in 2 or 3 classes from now. وَذِكْرِ, also fill it with dhikr. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. وَالْفِكْرَةِ, fit-tamadi, in contemplation. Anyone see the sunset when you were coming here? Like, was it just in our car that we saw the most beautiful sunset? Or did y'all see it? You saw that, right? Like, fikra, you see that and you're like, turn down the music, turn everything down, and just look at it and be like, ya Allah, look at this, subhanAllah. Like, this is your sign. I know this. This is you right here. That's fikra. Let that show you Allah. And then you just gotta take a picture of it and put it on Instagram. There you go. No. Take the picture to remember, yes. But use that moment to contemplate Allah's greatness. That's the sign right there, that sunset. Allah's like, you needed a sign today? Watch, I got you. Bam. SubhanAllah. It's amazing, amazing. Allahu Akbar Kabira. He says, وَبِتَصَدُّقٍ, also another thing, spend time giving sadaqah. وَجَذْبِ الْمَالِ, earning money. Why? لِذَوِ الْأَحَاجِ, so that you can help people in need. So he's like, yo, go to work. Make some dough, alhamdulillah. Sahaba, there were many sahaba who were very wealthy, alhamdulillah. But every time there was a need, they were like, labaik, I got it, on me. What, we need more? Okay, cool. SubhanAllah. So he says, earning money. لِوَجْهِ الْوَالِ, for the sake of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, okay. Then he says, لَا سِيَّمَا فَاضِلَةُ الْأَيَامِ مَعَ الْأَقَارِبِ وَبِالْعِظَامِ وَبِاكْتِسَابُ أَبَدًا بِالْأَمَلِ بِنِيَّةِ الْخَيْرِ بِغَيْرِ الْمَلَلِ وَمِثْلُهَا إِيصَالُ خَيْرٍ وَسُرُورٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ دُونَ غَرَامٍ وَشُرُورٍ. He says next, spend your time. What was the last one? He says, especially be careful about doing righteous deeds in the special days. So what he's talking about here is like, you know how, what was the holiday that just passed for us? Not holiday, but you know. No, man. The day we fast, Ashura.
Oh, I was just about to say.
Dang, man, Labor Day.
I feel you.
Yeah, you said holiday. I know, right? I said holiday. So he's like, no.
Muharram.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So those special days, Ashura, things like that, right? He's saying these are special days. And so look for those special days and realize those are special days. You want to try to do more khairat in those days as well. So take that opportunity. Like you see everybody posting, oh, shoulders come out. Shoulders. Like, okay, cool. All right. There's an extra opportunity for me to do khair. He says, so focus on those special days and spoke ma'al aqarib wal idham. And also focus on your family. That's where khair should be happening at. Like, you should not be spreading khair all over the world and your own house is like, yo, we don't even know her. You get what I'm saying? You start khair at your home. You start khair with the people closest to you. So he's like, focus on them. And they're the ones you should be working with. وَالْإِكْتِسَابُ أَبَدًا بِالْعَمَلِ Always working, constantly working with your actions. بِنِيَةِ الْخَيْرِ Almost done, inshallah. بِنِيَةِ الْخَيْرِ بِغَيْرِ الْمَلَلِ He says you have a good intention, but don't get bored. This is important. So listen, one of the scholars, they this amazing advice. This is very useful. When should you stop reading Quran? When should you stop doing dhikr? You should always stop, not when you're bored. This is Ma'ana Taqi Usmani says, it's amazing. Or Ma'ana Ashraf Ali Tanwi, I think. He says that don't stop, like I'm reading Quran, right? I'm reading. When do I stop? Stop when you still want to read. Stop when you still, who was it? Ashraf Ali Tanwi, right? So Ma'ana Ashraf Ali Tanwi, he said that stop when you still want to read. Don't read. I'm like, I'm tired, man. Whew. Because that's the last feeling now. That's the last feeling. Now the next time you pick it up, you're still remembering that last feeling. So you stop, right? Like, yo, I'm getting into, I'm feeling it. All right, I'm gonna stop right now. So the next time, that carries over to the next reading. Do you get what I'm saying? He's saying, make sure you don't have malal. Now let me talk about malal. Malal means boredom. So Ibn Athaillah Askandari, he wrote the Hikam, well-known book of like small phrases that have a deep meaning. One of them, he says that in Allah Ta'ala lawana al-ibadah. This is beautiful. He says that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave a different color to all of the different types of ibadah. What does that mean? Prayer has a different flavor than reading Quran. Dhikr has a different flavor or color than dua. Dua has a different feeling than serving people, helping people. Like all of these ibadahs have a different flavor or color, you could say. But he says, why did Allah give each of these different? So you don't get bored. You switch it up. You know what I'm saying? If they all had that same feeling, then I can't keep switching up ibadah. I'm getting bored. So like you're reading Quran, then you're like, oh, let me call Pops up. That's the ibadah right there. It has a whole different feeling. And you go to that thing. So you keep switching the ibadahs up so that you never find yourself in a moment of boredom. Learning knowledge has a different feeling. But after a while, I'd be like, man, I'm done. He's talking too long, yo. He came late too? Dang. Like, no. So you want to switch it up all the time, okay? You want to constantly switch it up because that's how you keep yourself into it. And the other thing is you stop while you still want to do it. You stop while you still want to do it. That leaves a good aftertaste. And therefore, next time you go after it, you have that desire to do it, inshallah. I think we did enough, inshallah. I mean, we covered quite a... How many lines did we do? I think like 20 at least. 10? 18? All right, 20 is good. I mean, one that we act on is good, right? The value of each breath that we have. Let that message sit. Let that message hit our heart, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah ta'ala. And may Allah give us the ability to act on everything that we learned here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to fill our time with righteousness and goodness. May Allah give us the ability to recognize the value of just even one breath. May Allah give us the ability to realize the value of even one breath. Ya Allah, we ask you to guide our hearts and give us the benefit of whatever we've learned here today. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Any questions? Yes.
Can you read the lines once
again? Oh, yes, I'll read them all at the end. Okay, any other questions about the content? Okay. All right. No questions? It was really clear? MashaAllah. Okay.
The podcast.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa afdalu dhikri kitabullahi ma'a tadabburi wal intibahi wa ayatun wahidatun tudubbirat fihi tafuqu khatmatan minhu khallat أي بصلاة أو بمصحف سما والجحر حيث من رياء سلما والنفل في البيت له فض شهير أيضا وبالليل وجوفه الأخير وأرغب الأشياء للأموات رد إلى الدنيا مع الحياة ولو بسويئة فقط ليعملوا صالحة ينفعهم إن قفلوا فاغتنما باقي عمر قد مضى بغير طاعة وللخير حظى قبل فواته ولا تغفل أبد عن المراعاة لباطن الجسد وكن أخي ضابط الحواس في كل وقت حافظ الأنفاس لأن كل نفس من رجل جوهرة نفيسة لم تجلي يمكن أن يشتري كنزا بها لا ينتهى خيره فانتبها إخلال عبد نفسا من طاعة يوجب حسرة له في ساعة أما إذا أخليتها في المعصية فذاك خسران مبين فدريا واعمر الأوقات بالنوافل بعد الفرائض بلا تغافل وهكذا بالصوم والأوراد والذكر والفكرة في التماد وبالتصدق وجذب المال إلى ذوي الحاج لوجه الوالي لا سيما فاضلة الأيام مع الأقارب وبالعظام وباكتساب أبدا بالأمل بنية الخير بغير الملل الله give us توفيق إن شاء الله. See y'all next week, inshallah ta'ala.